Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
George, he got it. Paul George starting to feel it in this fourth.
And that's all he did. And the Dallas Mavericks still got hammered. Final hour, fist pump time. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt getting it. We got Peyton and Rai Rai in the back. We'll preview Game 1, Stars and the Knights. 8:30 puck drop at the AAC. Yeah. I know Gavin Spittle is not happy about that. He went off with a rant on the podcast over the puck drop late start. So we'll talk about it with Gavin at 9:20.
Well, listen, I totally get it. I mean, the powers that be in the NHL, they think everything that is like west of Philadelphia is the Pacific time zone. Nobody knows. There's a wild, wild assumption and theory that we are somehow a West Coast city. I don't get it. We couldn't be further from that. We're two time zones away.
Yeah, I definitely prefer. It's funny because the Cowboys obviously be like the one area where like they're considered East Coast by somebody, the NFL, like you don't get a benefit because it's all fixed times. Mm-hmm. So you don't even don't even get the benefit of that. It'd be nice that if we're just considered like, you kidding me? You know how much better our lives would be if the Rangers were in the AL East and we're getting all these like road games that were 6 o'clock start times and we'd be done by like 8:30.
And doesn't matter as much to start these games late when you think everyone's going to be home, when you have more people now working from home and streaming devices. So you think the importance wouldn't be as much to make sure everyone is home for the larger for the later start time?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because you know there's not as much commute. But I don't know, man. I have no idea what these TV executives are thinking.
This is gonna be a brutal week in DFW.
Mm. Yeah, it is
brutal for your sleep cycle.
There's no doubt. Now I get it. We're playing an LA team, and we're playing Pacific Coast team. Either way, Vegas is in the Pacific time zone. Either way, so like. Yeah, you got to make up for those fan bases. I understand that, but I mean, there's just we've always been screwed. Like when they realign baseball, when they finally do, I suspect we'll be in the AL Central. Right, that's where we belong. Belong in the Central.
Be great.
We don't belong in the West.
Well, we wouldn't be in first place. So we
would not be in first place.
Take it while you can. Kawhi Leonard did not play. Paul George only scored 22. They have five guys in double figures as the Mavs scored 8 points in the second quarter. And they got run, they got out-hustled, and they got worked in every single facet.
Every single facet they got worked in. And, you know, the Mavs only had three guys in double figures the entire night. And that's not a recipe for winning basketball in the postseason. Not when a majority of the teams that won had five and six different players in double figures over the weekend. And that's just the reality of it. I mean, and Luka had his issues.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of you have to watch the game and not fall for a stat line. Luka with 33, 13, and 6.
That was not a
nope. No. 11 for 26 from the field, 4 of 12 from 3. But I thought his worst stat was, his worst category was his decision-making. Not getting anyone else involved, being stubborn from the 3 outside. You know, I didn't see, like, this alpha male leadership from him. It's like I'm relying on Kyrie to be the Dallas Mavericks leader. Kyrie is the one on the bench getting hype in the huddles. Kyrie was the one who really stepped up and gave them any type of, it wasn't even a chance, but get them from out of
respectability.
Laughability. Yeah, respectability by having that amazing third quarter. It feels like Kyrie Irving is the leader of the Dallas Mavericks, and I just don't, I hated Luka's approach. I hated the facial expressions, the approach, all of it. And the Mavericks, whether it was rest, whether it was rust, the Clippers worked them.
They did. They were more physical. They felt like they were just the, I don't want to say the aggressors. I mean, they were. But they kind of punked them, especially down low. I mean, Gafford looked like he had never played a playoff game before.
That was the worst he's looked.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was playing Shaq in Zubox.
Yeah, and I don't believe that he is Shaq.
I don't believe.
I don't think he is.
Different skin. Zubats. Zubats completely, like, I mean, just with footwork and with his strength and everything, like, Gafford just had nothing early. And then you see him get those two quick fouls. It's like, he just...
Then the injury to insult. I mean, catching the elbow.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing that's interesting about this, too, is the idea of, like, okay, one of the areas where we thought this time was going to be different was, hey, you've got Gafford, you've got Lively, you're going to be able to, you know, present some size so that they can't just hide Zubats on the bench when Luka starts targeting him. And it's like, no, this worked the completely opposite way. Luka targeted him a lot early on. It led to some bad possessions. It led to some, you know, just empty possessions. And guys like Gafford couldn't stay on the floor because first the fouls, then he got hit, then it was the, you know, just in general, him getting worked. Zubats was able to stay on the floor for 33 minutes in this game. Like, that's something that they haven't had the luxury of doing in recent matchups because Dallas generally takes such advantage of it. But this was bad all the way around. And what I want to know is the approach at the beginning of the game, like you mentioned with Luka putting up the shots, was that the game plan was right. Like, let's get Luka isolated on Zubats again. Let's work for those matchups and let Luka take over. Or is that Luka going, I need to do this.
Yeah.
This is me. These are my demons. I got to exercise them. I'm taking control and I'm setting a tone early, especially with Kawhi out.
Kyrie talking about the horrific first half performance.
In a playoff game, scoring 8 points feels like forever. That's what it felt like out there. And I think it started with just how we started off the second quarter and allowed them to feel very comfortable in that first quarter. And there was carryover. So I think we got to give them credit for hitting shots and doing the right things and capitalizing off our turnovers and also our lack of physicality. So it was a combination of a lot of those things where we allowed them to feel comfortable on the offensive end. And then defensively made it easier just in terms of our spacing.
Steve Ballmer was being a psycho. Westbrook was being annoying. Kawhi was dead and Luka was in a daze. Those are all the characteristics that I wrote down.
By
the
way,
game.
I can't wait to see what that new arena they got looks like when it's in action. They got that wall.
Yeah. The
Trump's wall?
Create the, yes, that's the one.
Very good wall. Somebody else paid for it, okay?
They're trying to create the college atmosphere where it's like only Clippers fans are allowed.
To no good.
Yeah, so the way this is so the baseline right behind one of the baskets, it's the seating. There's no upper deck. It goes all the way to the ceiling. It's one level. It goes all the way up. And it's the way it's like pitched. It's like it looks like a wall of people. It's supposed to be super intimidating. And you have to be, it's general admission. So you first come, first serve for the seats. You get down there. The rabidest fans, wow, rowdiest, are down low. And you have to be a Clippers fan to sit there. So in order to get seats there, you have to like buy enough stuff in the Clippers pro shop. You've got to buy tickets. You've got to be there every game. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, and they've got like...
They're going to check your spending to prove that you're a Clippers
fan. No. They've got like these protections in place too. I can't remember though. We had talked about it when it first came out a couple months ago. It was, they've got protections in place. Like the only place where you can buy those tickets is like resold. Like you can't put those tickets up on StubHub or I don't think anything. So like the resale, you can only get through the Clippers. It's like you have to sell the tickets back to the Clippers. Like, that's the agreement with those tickets or something like that. So they've got these little protections in place because Ballmer wants to create it like these rowdy, like, school sections of like, you know, college basketball fans. He wants to create that with the Clippers.
And they got a lot of toilets.
So they do?
Remember, that was what he was like. We got 600 toilets in the new building.
Twice as many toilets as anybody else in the old place. It's going to be great. We don't want you peeing. We want you in your seats.
you got to grab that audio. All right. The playoff stars have been ranked.
They did. They ranked them. ESPN ranked the playoff, the top 25 guys, players in the postseason. And, you know, you get like Karl Towns at 23 and Dame Lillard at 20, which, you know, that's Paul George at 19.
Kyrie, Paul George over Dame?
It's because it's the playoffs. Playoff P, baby.
Playoff P, man.
Yeah.
Kyrie comes in at 17. Here's the write-up. With Luka's brilliance and newcomers Gafford and Washington taking the Mavs to new heights, it'd be easy to forget there's far more to their dominance of late. Irving averages almost 26 and 5 on nearly 50-40-90 efficiency. It's a massive part of this team's ascension. One of the biggest year-over-year improvements for Irving is accuracy from three, which went from 38 to 41%. Successfully tweaked his jumper, shortening the duration of his shot release on catch and shoot threes by more than any volume shooter in the league per second spectrum data. So that's the write-up on Kyrie. Donovan Mitchell at 14.
Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa. Donovan Mitchell.
Spider.
The Dak Prescott of the NBA playoffs, Mike Bassett would say.
Sir. Yeah.
And many others. Okay, so Donovan is over who? Give the three or four behind
okay.
him.
So Tyrese Maxey at 18, Kyrie at 17, Jaylen Brown at 16, Bam at 15, and Donovan at 14.
I think I'd rather have Jaylen Brown. I don't know. What do you think? Donovan Mitchell over Jaylen Brown and Kyrie?
I think Jaylen Brown I'd rather have. And Kyrie... I mean, give me Jaylen Brown over Donovan Mitchell. I'm not going to, like, fight
Donovan's
somebody.
Donovan's had to be his one.
Yeah.
He's had to be the one.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, this has been...
And I love Donovan Mitchell's ability. He's a freak.
Oh, his game's fantastic. Does he come to play ever?
Like, Kyrie, like, really stepped up this year. And, like, played his best. Like, it's not just the availability. He played his best basketball than he's played since... probably around Boston, like Cleveland. Like, that's the last time he played this well. So, I do think that we have a tendency to underrate Donovan Mitchell still.
Halliburton coming in next at 13. Booker at 12. KD at 11. Top 10. Anthony Edwards way down at 10. I was a little surprised at that.
But they have him over KD?
They do. They have him over KD. One spot ahead.
That looked good in game one. Okay. So who's above Edwards? And Edwards is a freaking stud. I love his game. Love him. All right, so he's 10.
He's 10. Number 9. LeBron.
Okay.
That was the question, because the headline is like LeBron at number 9? Right. Question mark? Now he's 39. 8 is Anthony Davis.
No.
I knew you were going to be out right here.
In no world can Anthony Davis be above Anthony Edwards. And they don't trust Anthony Davis more than LeBron. He cannot be in front of LeBron or Edwards. Period. I'll fight over that. Yep. Especially over Anthony Davis, no. He could. I mean, he'll put up a 30-20, maybe, before they get taken out.
Yeah.
Maybe even swept by Denver. Nope. Cannot happen.
You know, this was, they say, one of the healthiest years of his career. 63 double-doubles in 76 games. He finished the year one of two players in the league to average 20 points and two blocks over the season. Only Wemby. Is the other one.
Has Anthony Davis, though, reached a Dak level of, like, we don't care about your numbers. Like, 24 and 12, that's fantastic.
Yeah, good numbers.
Like,
very good numbers.
Yeah, like three blocks and two steals or whatever he's put up.
Yeah, two blocks and a steal on 52%. No, this year he was 56% shooting. But we don't care. Like, it doesn't matter unless it's the big moments in the playoffs.
Yeah,
when you wipe all that out when you leave by getting tapped in the head. Someone gave you a massage. Put in some shampoo.
He's been more available this year. He played like all but six games.
Yeah, that's what RJ said.
Tatum at 7. Kawhi at 6.
Ooh. I'm taking Tatum over Kawhi right now.
You can't count on Kawhi. This is the third time, though, he's been a 50-40-85 from the line. The 50-40-90 is at the gold standard. 50-40-85 is pretty good. Brunson at 5.
Wow. Oh, that hurts.
Your greatest all-time call, Sean.
Oh, that stinks. Oh, gosh.
Four is Embiid.
Okay.
Three.
I thought he was gone for the rest of the year after that injury.
Mm-hmm. Three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay.
And then Luka at two.
Oh, I thought he wasn't close to the MVP. I thought there was no possible way. I think EJ, Ernie Johnson, voted for Luka for his MVP.
Here's the write-up. Driving force behind arguably the hottest team in the West. Finished the season with a league-high 36% usage rate. Third time in 4 years he's led the league in that category. Despite leaning on him more heavily than anyone else in the association, he averaged an incredible 30-point triple-double after the All-Star break. 12-3 mark, and then Joker number one.
Where was Giannis?
Giannis is not on there. He's hurt.
Okay. Is he out? I mean, he's out for the playoffs? Is that what we're assuming?
So they held out.
They're trying to get him back later in the series. Kawhi, I mean, I know Kawhi just went out yesterday, but Giannis is not in there.
In the write-up, they held out Giannis, Zion, and Butler because they're unlikely to see any action in the opening round.
Okay.
So they were purposely held out.
All right. That's ESPN ranking the current playoff performers. Let's hope we have a different game one on the ice than we did in L.A. Stars Vegas preview with the Hockey Hawk. Gavin Spittle in studio next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dillon will send it out towards center ice. Niederreiter had a stick broken. It's a 2-on-1. Lowry moving in, shoot, score! Adam Lowry with a huge goal! And Winnipeg regains a one-goal lead. It's 4-3 for the Jets.
7-6 Jets over Colorado on Winnipeg Radio. Good morning, Metroplex. The week is just getting started. You got the Rangers, of course, losing their series to the Braves. They got the W yesterday. We've talked plenty about the Dallas Mavericks' embarrassment and what is going to happen tonight, starting with Game 1 at the AAC 8:30 puck drop. Vegas versus your Dallas Stars. The Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, Spits and Suds in studio on 105.3 The Fan.
Boy, stick tap.
I heard
stick
you went.
Tap.
I heard you went on a rant, a late night rant over the 8:30 start time.
Yeah, I have. I've gone on many rants on that.
I had to double check and be like, okay, this series is starting in Vegas, and then Peyton is like, and then I forgot we're the one seed. Peyton's like, no, I'm going, and I'm like, oh, it's still 8:30 for Dallas.
Oh yeah, when it goes to Vegas, they just bump it up to 9:30 at night.
That's
I mean, nothing says let's raise good hockey kids in Dallas like putting a game. See, here's my problem: if the game starts at 8:30 tonight, I will be jumping up and down.
Yeah,
we're probably looking at an 8:50 start time, And that's the problem with the NHL. They refuse to, Sean Shapiro brought this up on the podcast, like make concessions as far as the Eastern Conference, have them start at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be in their seats. It's the playoffs. You don't think Toronto, you know, they're going to pack the house. Sure. All these teams are going to pack the house. So why are you forcing a central division team on the central time zone to do this?
I don't think they even pay attention to the time zone. They just think Texas is in the West.
Well, it's a revenue play, and that's that's what it is. But I think it's a disadvantage because I give a ton of credit for the Stars fans being loud and proud, and I'm sure they'll do it tonight, but keep the cheering going at 10:45, 11 p.m., and that to me is a problem.
Did the Stars get an unlucky break with this draw?
I mean, I think you could say that probably 14 out of the six teams. Probably the person with the luckiest draw is the Rangers Capitals Eastern Conference. But other than that, yeah, it is what it is. Vegas actually played to be the eighth seed. So, I mean, you know, losing to Anaheim to end the year, their goalie, Aiden Hill, has given up 16 goals in the last five games.
Wow.
Oh, because the two and the three are the really ones that get screwed, right?
I mean, Winnipeg and Colorado should not be playing each other right now. That's a brutal series. You know, Edmonton might have caught a break because they're playing the LA Kings. The LA Kings, I thought, were a better matchup for the Stars. That said, you got to play who's in front of you. The question is when will we see Mark Stone, the captain of Vegas? When will we see Alec Pietrangelo, who came back from appendectomy? And when will we see Thomas Hertl, who's coming back from surgery? Those are three massive players for Vegas.
Okay, so for Vegas, for them, it's more about health than, like, consistency?
Yeah, I think it's health. Yeah, and they're just going to throw all these guys in and just say, go.
Do they have depth still from last year's team, or do they lose a lot of guys?
Vegas is becoming known through NHL circles as they treat their players extremely well, but they're very much Patriots-like. They'll just send them on their way and bring someone in.
Are the Stars more different this year versus last year? The Stars a more different team than Vegas is comparing the two versions?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to start with the acquisition of Chris Tanev. He didn't play in any of the Vegas Stars games. That happened so earlier in the year. And, you know, he helps them defensively as far as minimizing the mistakes in the defensive zone. So that is going to be a key component. He knows Vegas extremely well, having played in that division for a number of years with Calgary and Vancouver. So that's certainly one. And then the Stars last year did not have the depth on forwards that they have this year. They're rolling three deep as far as any of those three lines could be your first line.
How much of just the difference between last year and this year, though, is not necessarily in terms of the changes to the roster, but in like the preparedness? Like when you look at like Thomas Harley and Wyatt Johnston and being a year older and being better prepared to have better series than they did last year?
Yeah, I think, I think the focus, Bobby, is going to be on Jason Robertson, who's kind of struggled in the playoffs. So that'll be the number one focus. So, yeah, I think, you know, having that playoff experience under the belt, that's why you see a lot of NHL teams, by the way. What they do is they send players down to the AHL playoffs because they want them to have that playoff experience.
How can they be? One of the things I know that just looking at some of the numbers and everything else between the two teams, like they seem pretty even with each other in terms of 5-on-5 hockey. Like when they're at even strength, Vegas and Dallas are very similar. Why is the discrepancy so strong when they get on the power play? Dallas with like such a huge advantage of the power play and Vegas being one of the worst teams.
I think it looks once again at that depth in that, you know, the Stars can roll out nine players on for power plays. So that's massive. Second factor is the Vegas injuries, like we've mentioned. They just have not had a healthy team. They're throwing guys in the lineup.
Do you think that I'm going to sit here and let you get away with this?
Where's my hamster drop? Play my hamster drop.
Every single time we go and talk about the Stars, he gets like two or three words out, and now he's sitting here trying to break.
Trying to talk about 5-on-5.
5-on-5 and breaking out. What website are you reading?
That is
Sporting
a great
News Stars section?
You know what? 5-on-5 is a great metric for the playoffs, right?
It is. It is, actually.
That's the one thing. Like the New York Rangers are supposed to be like middle of the pack on 5-on-5.
Okay, good. He chose money, the right thing to read.
Moneypuck.com, Sean. Why don't you include it in your prep? You know, moneypuck.com.
It's an old hockey saying. You know that the person just has nothing left to say when they say, "Oh, I just got to put more pucks on the net."
Yeah, pucks on net. Pucks on net. Gavin Spooner, the Hockey Hawk in studio here on 105.3 The Fan to get ready for game one.
All right, so you talked about Robertson. Was it the physicality of the playoffs that got to him last year, or what was it?
Good question. He is more physical as a player this year, so I think that will certainly help. He's getting stronger. I think Craig Ludwig pointed out something, and that's why he's so much better at this than me. Craig says Jason Robertson's got to go to the net in the playoffs. Robertson has a tendency to kind of drift, and he is really good when he has, like, you know, around the net as far as collecting rebounds. The puck seems to find him. So, you know, he has to be more active. But the good news is Jason Robertson is actually a pretty good defensive forward, too. Does not get the credit he deserves there. But, you know, that whole first line just has to emerge because the talk has been that second and third line. And players like Matt Duchene, Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, Wyatt Johnston, Logan Stankoven, you're not really hearing the talk too much about Hintz, Pavelski, and Robertson. Points-wise, they've done really well, but it just hasn't been as a dominant line like it was last year.
Name the best five players in the series in order.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, you should have given that to me before.
Yeah, I know. I should have.
Yeah, the best five players.
I should have sent you Bobby's article.
In order.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say it's going to be a health situation. Jack Eichel would be number one. I think he's just an outstanding all-around player. Electric. Yeah. I would actually put Wyatt Johnston right now as number two. I would put Miro Heiskanen as number three. I would put Alex Pietrangelo at number four. And I would I'd put Tomas Hertl as number five, but he hasn't been healthy in a long time.
See, with all this Robertson talk, that's why I kind of wanted to see what he would name. I feel like we didn't talk or hear about, like, Robertson as much during the year.
Yeah, he didn't score as many goals.
All these other starts. Did he lead them in? He didn't lead them in points.
I would have to. He was at the top.
I think he did. I think he actually led the Stars in points. And I was, like, kind of stunned in looking at some of these previews. Bobby, would you know?
Hamster, would you look that up for
us? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, let's do it.
So, Gavin, the biggest advantage that each team has on the other in terms of how they match up would be what?
Yeah. Dallas's ability to score in bunches, I think, is something that will give Vegas issues. They have to press Vegas. Vegas is a stylistically tougher matchup than other teams against the Stars because what they'll do is deep forecheck, a lot of physicality. They're going to sit back and let you make the mistakes, and then they're going to capitalize. So those are probably the events. It really is. I don't want to try to simplify this too much, like the guy doesn't know what he is talking about, but it's two completely different styles. So whoever wins their style is going to be the most effective in this series. I think it's also an advantage that it's here in Dallas this year.
Yes, Jason Robertson did lead the team in points with 80. And over at moneypuck.com.
Those assists, though. Like, assists were high.
Yeah, a lot of assists.
Yeah, because he had 29 goals. You know, I remember one of the things you talked about last year coming out of the Vegas series was, like, the defensemen just weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Like for the Stars last year. And that was, you know, creating too many, like, chances in terms of they were getting too many quality chances. I was looking at Money Puck, Sean, and it shows that, like, when you look at their expected goals against in 5-on-5, Dallas is about a half a goal better this year than they were the same time last year. Is that going to be the biggest advantage for them this time around, is the fact that, like, hey, they're just not giving up as many quality shots on the goal as they were last year?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing what one player, Chris Tanev, has made as far as that defensive corps. Here's a perfect example. Ryan Suter was the first pairing defenseman last year with Miro Heiskanen. He's now a third pairing defenseman. And he's actually had a really good year because his minutes have gone down. So when he's on the ice, he's very effective. So that depth that we talk about with the team, they have Jani Hockenbach coming back soon. So, you know, it's going to get better as these playoffs move along.
So the Stars have, you talked about Aiden Hill. they have a huge advantage in goal right now?
I think so, yeah. Jake Ottinger's been playing really, really well. His positioning, covering the puck up, making amazing saves. The confidence level's there, and that's awesome.
What was your official pick?
Oh, don't. You do this to me all the time.
You didn't pick on the podcast? Of course you did.
You know what? I haven't. Oh, because no. You can't win, because if you say, like, Vegas, then well, Stars fans are like, you're a hater.
Sweep's the easy answer.
I actually think the Stars are going to take this series. Okay. Yeah, I feel really good. I think it's to them what Houston is to the Rangers. You know, you got to get by Vegas. You got to get through them. They're coming back from injury. Their goalie isn't, and we don't know when those three of their top players are coming back. Could be game two, could be tonight. Who knows?
Is there an upset in the first round of the other series?
I don't even know if this is the parity of hockey. I don't know if we can call anything upsets. Right. Minus the Capitals taking down the Rangers, which I don't foresee happening. Okay. So I don't think that. I thought Toronto is going to give Boston a series, but I say that every year, and Boston dominated them. Mm-hmm. The best series is Winnipeg, Colorado.
Sure,
I mean that is an amazing series. You guys see the whiteout yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was almost as impressive as Peyton's playoff scruffy's got going. Right? Oh.
Anything else, Bobby Melrose?
No, just, I can't wait for that Winnipeg-Colorado series. We were talking a lot about that all last week. Like, Gavin and I were just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's going to get insane.
Winnipeg scored every third shot last night.
That's amazing.
Can you get a better chant going tonight than you did last year, Peyton?
Let's go Stars,
you know,
baby.
All the extra audio.
Let's go Stars, baby.
Out of studio Stars. Audio.
Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars.
In go Stars, baby.
In the arena.
Oh. Probably not.
I love he's like, not happening. So. Gavin, thank you so much.
Thanks, boys.
Fits and Suds with the podcast, and get ready to drink the strong coffee all week long with some of these late start times. But good problems to have, both teams in the playoffs. Let's crosstalk. My passing is back. Let's crosstalk with a KMC masterpiece next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The left-hander from the stretch, and the pitch is hit high and deep into right field. Acuna will watch this one as it sails into the chop house. Opposite field home run for Adolis Garcia. It's his sixth of the season. The Rangers do indeed add on and lead 6-3.
Rangers get one. Let's crosstalk with everybody. It's the full KMC masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan.
Do you know the name of this song?
Nope.
Do you know the Rangers scored two less runs than the Mavericks did in the second quarter yesterday?
They got 9 full innings to do that, though. The Mavericks only had 1 quarter.
Yeah.
My theory is you're going to be on fire this week on radio, because you have to do the old corporate, you know, professional baseball call, play-by-play analysis, all that stuff, and you've had been saving up these hot take, sarcastic-ass opinions that you've been waiting to just unleash on the radio. And I think that's... Are you okay?
Yeah, I got like a knot.
Okay. Earlier, you were like dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
You were, no. You didn't know what was going on there, sweating.
I mean, it could be a heart attack. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you going to go to the doctor?
Nah.
No.
What is a doctor going to do? Can't fix a heart?
I just took a bare aspirin. I should be fine.
A bear aspirin?
Yeah, bear.
What is the difference? Is there a difference? Like air aspirin?
Yeah, the bear aspirin. Yeah,
they
get, the heart aspirin.
They give you aspirin for heart, because what's it supposed to do? It's supposed to like dilate your blood vessels or something.
Oh, okay. Corey, good morning. What's coming up?
I know. Call your dad for me.
I still want to be on the record as I think it's that is a poor decision. It's like, I popped an aspirin. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm drinking coffee. I'm sure it's fine.
You need a nitrogen pill or something like that?
Do you have one?
No, but I mean,
I think my dad has some left over at the house. I'll swing by there.
What's a nitrogen do?
You put it under your tongue and it dissolves. I don't know what it does. I know they give it to people with bad hearts. Thanks, COVID.
That was before. That was way before COVID.
Oh.
My dad had a heart
attack.
I
made a COVID joke about you at dinner and you didn't own it. And then you come on the radio.
What did I say?
I made it. What
did I not own?
That you joke. What's coming up? I don't feel like starting off the week like this.
Guys, we get into Mavs Clippers to start our show. Oh, and then at 10:20,
it's over.
Dak and Jerry don't fear the QB leaving the Cowboys, but what do you think will actually happen? And then Danny Green should join us at 1:20 today.
Should we switch our noon segment to
do it.
Dak and Luka are pretty much the same, right? They're both going to finish second for MVP. They both didn't do anything in the playoffs.
No, one's getting out of the first round. Okay. So, definitely a difference.
I'm just kidding, people. Relax.
Okay. What was your original pick for the Mavs series, Mike?
Six. Mavs in six. I'm scared of seven just because if you just watch that play-in tournament and you look at Jimmy Butler being hurt, you look at Zion Williamson being hurt, but it's a do-or-die game, and I get they haven't played a six-game series up to that point, but that home court advantage, I feel like, and I get what the Mavericks did in Phoenix a few years ago, but that do-or-die Game 7 on the road just seems so tough to overcome. So I feel like if this does go 7, the Clippers will win in 7. The Mavs need to win 4 out of the next 5 games.
What was your pick?
Mavs in 6.
I'll stick with it, but man, yesterday was bad.
Bad.
That was a Cowboy.
Mavs in 8 would have been a great second quarter pick.
That was a Cowboy Green Bay feel.
Exactly, because you look at the final score and you're like, oh man, maybe.
Oh, that's
more.
What. And Dak, remember the caller on that Monday? He said we just ran out of time. We figured out Green Bay. We were about to just blow them out. Just the clock ran out.
Yeah.
And the Mavs had a great fourth quarter. They just ran out of time.
Yeah.
If we had 7 more overtimes, I think they would have taken the lead.
If you take out the second quarter, they outscored the Clippers during the game. So
it's not like the Clippers quit caring as much because the game was over.
You think like
semantics?
The rest / rust factored in?
I mean, maybe. You're probably going to lose any game where you shoot 2 for 20 and you wish Luka was more aggressive. And there's a lot of other things besides that.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
First week of TV.
Yeah, it was great.
Was it?
Yeah, it was honestly really fun. I wish we would have had more of the games in Atlanta. Having Friday off. It was great, but weird at the same time because the Rangers were playing and you want to kind of, you're with the team and you want to do the game. So
what's the biggest?
What'd you do?
You golf?
I mean, at the game, did you go to the game?
No, I went because it's on Apple TV. I decided not to like ride with the team and everything like that. We went over to CJ Nikowski's house and watched the game.
Whoa!
He got his ring. I got to see his ring. Oh. It was awesome.
They still gave him one.
He was with them for the year, Sean.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Give me one for like 20 games.
How's that stadium?
Atlanta's electricity and
stadium.
It was because Turner Field was dead. Turner Field was dead.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable environment. Standing room only Saturday. Friday was the same. I wasn't there Friday, but they are on the edge of their seats because their lineup is so good. Yeah. Even though they don't have Ozzie Albies, obviously, they don't need Sean Murphy. They have the greatest hitting catcher of all time on their team. And Darnell, geez Louise. But they are into it. When Eovaldi came out of the game and they went to John Gray, they turn the lights off and they start the tomahawk chop. And everybody gets their phone out with lights and they're all just going, oh, it is unbelievable. It's amazing.
In this climate?
Yeah, right.
I have to admit, I'm a little surprised that still made the cut.
I mean, they have the chop house in right field. Obviously, they have the tomahawk underneath their name. But when you're there and it's happening, you're just like, this is really cool because 40,000 people are all have their phones out and all going nuts. And then they turn the lights back on when like the relief pitcher is on the mound getting ready because I'd be very tough to catch the ball.
What was your biggest broadcast adjustment or lesson from your first like full week like that?
I think I am really great. Kevin can back me up on getting names right.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Oh, that Ozzie Albies was out, and it's Guillorme is their backup second baseman. Mm-hmm. And I can't even remember what name.
My guess would be DiGiorno.
I think I called him
Guillermo.
I think I called him Guillermo.
Jimmy Kimmel's assistant.
So it is. That's the tough thing is going over. And then when relief pitchers come in, because you're trying to prepare for the starting nine, the starting pitcher. Yeah.
Do they give you a pronunciation guide?
Do you think that helps me at all?
You think he knows how to read that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why are all these capital letters here? I don't get this.
Stankassen.
Do you hit your cough button and you're like, hey, how do I pronounce this name? Is there somebody that knows?
You do have a talk back button.
All right.
One time they were like, what are you saying? And I was like, well, I guess I'm not saying their name until Dave Raymond says the name and I hear it in my ears. I am not saying their name.
Are they talking to you a lot during the game action? Like producers in your ears?
Because if you notice, which I guess you don't notice when you're watching, but there's a lot of, hey, what's Choctaw's message right now? You know, because they're trying to get in all these commercials in between batters. So there's a lot of that. And then they'll tell you, they're counting you down. Hey, you have the Baylor Scott and White here coming up this inning, or you have the StatCast by Google Cloud. So you get used to it. You get into a rhythm of it. And so that's the tough thing is now I don't have another game until May 3rd. So that's kind
couple
of
weeks.
I thought you guys would be having him now. He showed that he can take the things in and out of break. So now he can't, you know, if you ever need a rest or a reset, he can just do it here because he does it on TV.
Yeah, man. That's what he wants to do.
I don't think he wants to.
I'll say we go to the third inning and you're going to be like, we are on radio right now.
How many jokes do you think you have to like suppress?
Oh, quite a few.
Because on this show, it's like, hold on, Kevin. Yeah. It's time for a joke from Mike.
It really is like Two-Face. That's what Mike is.
Oh,
he's TV. Wow.
I'm not calling you.
So you want us to do mic check then?
Mic check?
Yeah. So that was our suggestion for a segment. We're like, what do you really think?
When Jack
Leiter
is going to have this long, illustrious.
That 1-0 game. Was it really entertaining with good defense?
Yeah, I did really like that game, but I know the audience for the most part probably didn't because Chicks dig the long ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they
do. So the Chicks were hurt because they weren't getting the long ball.
Are you feeling a different level of like fame? Being on TV, like your kids probably pay attention to you versus like just a radio show.
Tell them a story about your kids.
Do you want me to do that here? You want me to do it in the show?
You can do it here.
Oh man, I've already gotten.
You can wait if you want.
I'll say this. I've already gotten the to do list because my son Jake, who's 16 years old. Congratulations, he turned 16 yesterday.
Oh, driving cars, baby.
Well. Yeah, he has no clue what he needed to do because I went to the DMV this morning in Garland with him for an 8 a.m. appointment, and they're like, where's this? And Jake's like, I did that. And then I called up his driver's ed teacher / coach at Bishop Lynch, and like, no, he has to do that on his own before he gets his driver's license. We told him this.
Is he excited to get it?
Yes.
Okay, because we were talking about how many
a lot
kids
of kids are not excited. They don't care about it. Like I know people that are 16 don't even have it. They haven't even tried. They don't care.
You can get a chauffeur, your parents or whoever.
So in the next 72 hours, we have a lot of work to do. And my
just
wife's a doctor.
Out stuff or?
Oh, taking the driver's test. Hey, Jake, you didn't do that, dude. Taking the online 2-hour impact thing. And I'll tell you what, at the Garland DMV, I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
Shocker.
Right.
Name. If you'd had a card, if you had one of those cards,
if you'd had this, we'd have been good. Great person, Tolo. So
he's holding up the card again.
He holds up that Tolo card.
Zach Hastie.
Don't forget about it.
Zach Hastie. But he was great. And he was like, hey, and I have an appointment scheduled for Thursday. So I have to go back to Garland DMV Thursday morning. But from now until that Thursday morning, Jake actually has to do the work to get a driver's license.
Well, you should blame your wife as she didn't crack down while you were gone. Gosh. She couldn't hold down the fort.
Jake was like, Mom, I did it all. She's like, are you sure? Because when our other child, we have three, but when Mary Grace did this, she had to go to the DMV or go take a driver's test. She had to watch it online. He's like, I did it all at Bishop Lynch, Mom.
Yeah.
And then told me that at the DMV. I'm like,
they all blame somebody else.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm asking
look at society as a whole. Isn't that not pretty much
Luke, the way why do you have three C's? They didn't even put the grades yet. It's already up.
Everybody says that.
Exactly.
Every kid who's making crap grades,
it's their fault. They didn't update their system.
Why do you have 5 zeros in this class? Oh, she must have not turned it in yet.
They just put the zero there instead of the actual grade.
So you're looking at the grades already?
Yeah.
You can see it in real time.
They just haven't put it in yet. Yes, the best is when your kids go to college and they don't let you see their grades at all. You don't know what their grades are at all. And I'm like, I am paying the $30,000 to go to University of Texas. I believe I deserve to see the grades.
Yeah.
And they say
expectation of privacy. They're an adult.
Is it a HIPAA?
You go to liberal schools and you
see.
I bet TCU lets you see the grades.
It's all going to get unleashed today with the return of Mike Masick and the KFC Masterpiece.
Archie Manning there doing whatever he wants.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.